What's up, guys? Welcome to Sports Spectrum. I am Jason Romano. I am truly excited for today's conversation because this is the week the college football returns. I mean, come on. Let's get excited, right? It's football. It's back. And we're very blessed and thankful to have Austin Reed from Western Kentucky. He's their quarterback today as our guest on the show. He was a transfer, right? Last year, he came to Western Kentucky and, you know, as a transfer, did okay, I'd say. He led the nation in passing. He had 4,744 yards, which led the nation, 40 touchdown passes. He rushed for 8 touchdowns as well and was the New Orleans Bowl MVP for Western Kentucky last year. He threw for 497 yards and 4 touchdowns in the New Orleans Bowl for Western Kentucky. Prior to that, also pretty good. He was at the D2 level with West Florida and led them to a D2 national title. In 2020, he threw for 4,084 passing yards and 40 touchdowns. He kind of likes that 40 touchdown passing mark. This is a guy to pay attention to. He was at the Manning Passing Academy a couple months ago for the summer. He's on the Heisman list. He's definitely a quarterback that teams are going to be watching throughout the year. And we talk about that, trying to stay focused on playing quarterback for Western Kentucky and not getting caught up in agents or Heisman talk or NFL draft rankings or anything like that. Obviously, it's very difficult to not pay attention to that stuff. But this is a stud of a quarterback that you're going to be hearing a lot more from, I think, down the road. But we get a chance today to really get to Austin Reed's core, which is his faith in Jesus. We're going to bring to you this conversation in a second. First, I want to say thank you to our friends at Compassion International. They are the most trusted child development ministry in the world. And what they do, bringing kids who are stuck in poverty and releasing them, getting them out of that opportunity for a really disastrous future and giving them a chance, giving them hope, giving them a chance for you and I to sponsor them and take them to a place where they can have a future. Check out compassion.com/sportspectrum. You'll see a list of children and pray about sponsoring a child today in Jesus' name. Compassion.com/sportspectrum. We're also presented today by our Sports Spectrum magazine. You can get our latest edition. It's the football preview fall edition of the magazine. You can get it right now. Go to sportspectrum.com, click the magazine icon at the top, and subscribe for a one-year or a two-year edition to the Sports Spectrum magazine. If you get a one-year subscription, you can actually save 15% off a one-year subscription by putting the code podcast15. It's an exclusive code just for people who listen to this show. So go to sportspectrum.com, click the magazine icon, subscribe to the Sports Spectrum magazine, put in the code podcast15, and you'll save 15%. By the way, the cover of our Sports Spectrum magazine, the cover story, is Kirk Cousins, Minnesota Vikings quarterback. And we dive deep into what makes this man tick, not just as one of the great quarterbacks in the NFL, but also one of the great men of faith in the NFL. So subscribe to the Sports Spectrum magazine. Again, go to sportspectrum.com, click the magazine icon, and subscribe today to the Sports Spectrum magazine. He is Austin Reed, Western Kentucky's quarterback. Hi, Austin. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing today?
I'm great. Great to have you here on the show. Really excited for our conversation. Got a football season that's coming up too. If that doesn't get people excited that are listening, I don't know what does, because it's the best time of year as we get near the late summer and into the early fall with games starting. I want to start with your Instagram bio. The first words that are on there say, "I am nothing without Jesus." So let's talk about that. Why is that important for you to put right there on your Instagram bio for everybody that's following you and kind of seeing how you're doing on your journey?
Yeah, you know, I'm a strong believer, and you know, every single day that I wake up is, you know, just a blessing, and you know, everything that I'm given in this life was given to me by the Lord. And you know, obviously you earn things and you use the gifts that God's bestowed on you to earn certain things, but you know, I feel like I'd be nowhere without what the Lord has blessed me with. And you know, I've been blessed to accomplish certain things in sports and blessed to have created some or accomplish some accolades, so to speak. But you know, I want the first thing that people see when they look at my account is, hey, I may have done all that, but I'm nothing without my Lord and Savior. And you know, for me, I wouldn't be anywhere without him and all this stuff that I've done in my life beyond just sports and how I am as a man and my everyday day to life. I'd be nowhere without Jesus Christ. And that's the first thing you need to know about me and what you think about me. That's the first thing I want to portray, you know?
That's great. Where did that come from? Where's your faith kind of been imprinted in you, and how's it grown over the years?
Yeah, I'm extremely blessed that my parents pretty much introduced me to the faith as soon as I was born. I'm really blessed to have two parents who are super strong in their beliefs and introduced me to that. And you know, so I've basically had faith in my life my entire life. You know, it's kind of a it's an interesting like concept because you know eventually at some point you reach this point where like you wonder why you believe what you believe, and
Yeah.
eventually your religion has to become yours and not what your parents have introduced you to. And I was blessed to have that foundation. And eventually when I got to the age where I started asking those questions and I started really diving deep and thinking critically in that aspect, it just grew stronger with experience and life and the failures of life, but also the successes of life and realizing that throughout the way, like, you know, as I said previously, like I can't do anything in this life without Jesus Christ and I'd be so lost and have no really direction or future without him.
When you got to the college age, which when we talk to people here, you've been, you started at Southern Illinois, West Florida, a lot of success there, D2 championship, and then come to where you are now with Western Kentucky. So there's a lot of different steps that you've taken, some pivots in your journey since you've graduated high school. Where, in terms of your faith, kind of growing and sustaining and all that, kind of making that faith your own, as you said. How does going to college, because I feel like that's when it's a big step, right? Like you go away and you're on your own and there's not mom and dad there to say, okay, come on, we're going to church. Like, what has
Right.
that been like for you now that you're, 23 years old? So you're older now than you were when you were 18 in the sense of maturity, I'm guessing too. But how has that been for you from a faith perspective since you've been on this college journey?
Yeah, you know, it requires a lot of discipline. Obviously, I mean, you know, you it's not the easiest thing when you spend a full week doing workouts, waking up early and doing all that to on Sunday morning still have that discipline to get up and go to church and throughout the week, still have that discipline to whether it's listen to worship music or whether it's to dive into the word, to do things like that. And,
Yeah.
you know, I still fall short of that every day. You know, I don't do as much as I probably should be doing. And that's, I mean, everyone probably has those same feelings throughout their journey. And,
Yeah.
you know, it's just been one of those things that, you know, the Lord's never given me the easy path. And, you know, you spoke on all the stops and everything that I've been through. You know, I didn't start till my senior year of high school, went to an FCS school. Had to leave after a year, or left after a year, and then went to a Division II school, and then transferred here. And you know, every one of those stops has actually strengthened my relationship with the Lord. And you know, I feel like very strongly about, you know, I feel every stop was with a purpose. And you know, the Lord put me in Carbondale, Illinois, for a reason. Put me in Pensacola, Florida, for a reason. And then put me here in Bowling Green, Kentucky, for a reason. And that's kind of strengthened my relationship with Jesus Christ and being able to rely on him and have that faith and knowing what he's doing and trusting his plan and you know just going with the valleys and the peaks of your relationship with the Lord. And you know it's there's a lot of moments where you feel very close to the Lord and there's moments where you feel far away, and those moments have just taught me how to stand firm in my faith and to not trust my feelings but trust my knowing who the Lord is. And it's all just a journey that you know as well as I do. It's up and down, and it's one that requires a lot of discipline, but it's also going to have those moments where you don't, you know, really practice the best form of being a Christian. And but that's all part of the faith journey, and you know that's why we have the Lord, and that's why we put our faith in him.
Yeah, it's the rhythms of life that kind of come at us too, and how we react to it, I think, is the best example of being a believer. But for you even talked about this on one of your Instagram posts, I think last year, where you said the Lord placed you exactly where you were supposed to be, with where you are right now with Western Kentucky. Take us through knowing that that was the place that God was directing your steps, and knowing that this is where I need to be when Western Kentucky's. And this opportunity to play. Obviously, you had a great year last year, so we can look back and say, yep, feels like that's the right place. But there's still uncertainty in trying to follow God's plan and knowing that Western Kentucky is the next step here.
Yeah, you know, I feel very strongly about the fact that if you have a close enough relationship with God and you are truly deep in prayer and you ask the Lord for direction, you ask for guidance, I'm a strong believer that he'll reveal to you what the plan that he has for your life is. And it may not be obvious and it may not be like a glaring, like burning fire that says, hey, do this, you know, but it's going to be feelings that it's going to be intuition that comes into your mind and ways that you're going to feel like, hey, this is what the Lord wants me to be doing. And hey, this isn't what the Lord wants you to do. And so, you know, I had a great year at Western last year, and that all stems from leaving West Florida. And that was an extremely tough decision. You know, that was, I loved West Florida and I was extremely comfortable there and had a lot of success there. And I could have stayed there for 2 years and, you know, been comfortable there and kept killing it at Division Two and had finished my career there. But I felt the Lord calling me to a higher calling and a bigger platform. And another way for him to use me. And so I took that chance and left West Florida and took a huge chance coming here to Western to win the job and do that. And thankfully felt that he was guiding me here to do that. And it's, in hindsight, it's shown that I feel like that was what he was calling me to do. And then now almost leaving Western last year and being in the transfer portal and, you know, just this overwhelming feeling of like, hey, you're not done here in Western Kentucky yet. Like I still have more planned for you here. And there's going to be shinier things out there, and there's going to be things that may look more enticing. And, you know, there's the glitz and glamour and things that you can do, but I have a lot more planned for you here, and this is where I need you to be. And, you know, that comes with a lot of discipline and prayer and trusting the Lord and hoping that, you know, those feelings and those thoughts that you're having are coming from him, you know?
Absolutely. We're talking to Austin Reed here from Western Kentucky. You mentioned last year, it was pretty awesome when you look at it, leading the nation in passing yards, 40 touchdowns, 8 rushing touchdowns as well. It feels hard to top that when you think about individual success in 2023, Austin. But you're back. And I know that you said you went through a lot of prayer to come back to Western Kentucky for your final season. What are your goals this year when you think about 2023 and where you want to be on the field, I would say. But goals as far as growing spiritually, maybe too, and growing as a man.
Yeah, you know, in terms of like on the field, I feel like we actually left a ton of meat on the bone last year. You know, I feel like we had a pretty good year and there was things that we had accomplished, but there's still a lot of things we didn't accomplish. You know, we didn't win Conference USA, and for that's the number one goal for us, and something that is a big goal of mine this year, and probably the biggest goal of mine is doing that. I think, you know, we won 9 games. I think double digit wins is extremely achievable. And statistically, I do feel like we actually can be better offensively statistically. And I feel like, you know, there was a couple games where I didn't play my best football, and we still finished the year with around 4,800 passing yards. And for me, I feel like north of 5,000 is achievable. I mean, I'm never going to stat chase, and that's never going to be something that I look to do. But just with the natural flow of the game and how we play offense, I think that's extremely achievable. I think there's a lot more we can do, and I think there's a lot more hardware that we can pull in terms of winning games. And you know, just like spiritually, you know, I read this book called Lead Like Jesus, and it's all about like servant leadership, and it's about being a leader that like would do anything that they would ask the people they lead to do, and leading the way Jesus did by example and with love and in that way. And so trying to be a better leader in that aspect. You know, I demand a lot of my guys, and I'm a pretty stern guy when it comes to football, and I turn on a switch when I go play football and become a little bit of a different dude. And still being able to have that killer instinct and that competitiveness and that part that makes me, but also practicing that leadership and that way of just loving dudes and, you know, having that agape type love where you just love people without what they can do for you, just who they are, you know, which is hard to do in our business of football. You know, usually you're valued by what you produce. And so trying to be that kind of a leader is something I really try to strive for.
All right, so stay there for a second because I've talked to a bunch of athletes, whether it's pro or college, even high school coaches on some level have helped me understand, those elite high school players. But there's a difference when you're being a follower of Christ, right? And being humble, right? The Bible talks us to stay humble, but you can still be confident, but not cocky or arrogant. And there's a difference. So you said you'd kind of become a different dude when you go on to the field, and I totally understand that. I get it. But how do you kind of walk that line of being confident, demanding, the most out of your teammates and them demanding the most out of you as well, but also staying humble and not getting arrogant or cocky.
Yeah, it's an extremely thin line, and it's something that, you know, you tiptoe across every single day, if, especially if you're a strong believer who plays at sports. I do believe you do have to have that killer instinct and that mindset when you step on the field. I'm a strong believer, you know, that the Lord creates certain people to do certain things, and I believe the Lord has created me to. You know, I think there's more to me than being a football player, but I do think the Lord has put attributes in my life to be a high level athlete. And, you know, that means when I step on that field, I use those. And, you know, I might turn on a switch and be that competitive killer and that guy that in that moment I'm out there doing what I need to do. And then the minute I step off the field, it's being that guy who, you know, is a window when it comes to credit, and they're a mirror when it comes to blame, you know. So it's like, it's that guy who doesn't want any of the credits, that guy who'll take all the blame. It's that guy who goes out there and praises other people in press conferences. And it's all about like walking that line of when you're out there on the field, you got to have that mindset. You got to have that, I'm the best dude out here on the field. No one out here can touch me. I'm as great as it gets, because you have to turn that on in the moment to perform. But then walking off the field and knowing your humility and knowing you aren't all that you think you are, and you are just another person, and you're just really good at football, and that's just something you do. And, you know, some people carry that in their everyday life to where they think because they're a good football player, now they're a better human than everyone else. And at the end of the day, it's something we do. It's for some people who are blessed enough, it's an occupation. And so it's finding that line to have that mindset when you're on the field and be that guy, but also then realize the minute you step off a field, like, just like you leave the office at work and you go home, you have to be a different people for your family. You know, when you leave that field, you're out of the office now. You go back to being that humble believer of Christ who walks the walk that Jesus has us to do, like lives by the word. And it's a line that's thin and it's hard, especially if you're extremely competitive and keeping that balance, but it's one that you kind of have to do.
And I think you play that position, the position of all positions at quarterback, where if you aren't confident and even a little borderline cocky or arrogant, maybe that's not the right word, but I think you know what I mean. Like you probably won't succeed because you got to believe in yourself and believe that you're out there for a purpose to do the best you can. And if you weren't that person, you'd be sitting on the bench or not even playing the sport.
For sure. Yeah, you have to be that guy. You have to walk on the field and be like, hey, there's nobody out here who can touch me. And, you know, I think that comes from, for me personally, it's always come from the confidence of feeling like this is what the Lord has created me to do. And I do tell myself before I go out on the field every game, like, the Lord's created you to do this. He's created you for these moments. This is what his calling for you is, so you can do this. And then when everybody looks at you can point to him. And that's what I really tried to take as my goal in this football thing, is I love football. I play football because I love football, and it's something I enjoy doing. And that competitiveness is something that has to be fulfilled for me, because I need competitiveness in my life all the time. But using my love for football, and while I love playing the game, realizing like what's the Lord's purpose for me wanting to play this game beyond just self-fulfillment is that. So it's a line you have to walk, and when those there are moments where you start to get full of yourself and you think I'm the man, and that's when you got to step back a step and say, hey, relax, like, no, like your real purpose behind this. And again, that's that ups and downs that we talked about earlier.
Yeah, we had Kirk Cousins on earlier this year. We had a chance to sit down with him in person. I think it was back in March, and he said very similar things to what you're describing. Like, if you watch Kirk Cousins play, there's no fiery guy. There's no more fiery guy and confident guy and commanding guy in that huddle. But he's also very humble. And you also mentioned, you know, using the window for credit and pointing it to your teammates, but the mirror to take the blame. Where'd you hear that, by the way? That's an awesome. Where'd you learn that one? From one of your coaches,
So
I
actually,
presume?
my offensive coordinator in 2021 at West Florida, Rudy Carleton, one of the greatest men I've ever been around. We had an unbelievable relationship, not only on the field, but, you know, our relationship off the field. He was an extremely strong believer, and, you know, him and I walked through a lot of things I had experienced. You know, whether that was like the performance complex in my relationship with the Lord and feeling like I had to earn things, and just stuff that he had been through in his life, and we were extremely similar. And I have a lot to thank that man for my relationship with the Lord and my walk. And he's one of the most influential people I can think of in my walk with the Lord, besides maybe my parents and religious leaders in my life. And so he's told me a lot of things like that. And he was a big on that lead like Jesus stuff. And
Yeah, it's good.
he's one of those guys that's really influential in my life.
No, that's really good. One of the cool things you got to do just recently was go to the Manning Passing Academy earlier this summer. What was that experience like being around Peyton and Eli? And what were your takeaways from that? As you just had a great season, right? And going to something like the Manning Passing Academy to try and get better and to learn and to be around some Super Bowl champions and some legends in the game.
Yeah, it was an awesome experience. You throw 35 of the best quarterbacks in the country in one building, and you put the Mannings there, and you think it's going to be this big guy competition, and everybody's going to be try to be the top dog, and it's going to be one of those things. But in reality, it was actually really cool because all the guys wanted to get to know each other, and nobody came up there and tried to be the big dog, and nobody was trying to one up each other. And you built a lot of really good relationships with a lot of really good guys there, that around the country you can watch on Saturdays and be like, hey, that's my boy, that's my boy, that's my boy. And that was awesome. And then obviously the Mannings were just unbelievable people, whether it was Archie Cooper, Peyton, or Eli, they were just unreal and top class. And you can tell just being around them why people love them so much. And it was an awesome experience getting to be around those guys, compete with those other college quarterbacks and see where you stand and get to learn from the Mannings and that experience with them, and getting to just have that experience, of a lot of memories that you'll probably carry with you for the rest of your life and stuff that, is invaluable to take with you in the future of your career.
Yeah, what did that do for you confidence-wise? You talk about confidence. That's the one of the number one. It may be the most important trait, but it's one of them at the position that you play. So what did that do for your confidence coming out of that academy?
Yeah, we talked about it earlier. You at the quarterback position, you have to believe you're the best in the world. It's that mentality you have to have. It's like a pitcher. You got to think nobody in the world can touch your stuff when you're throwing good. And I feel strongly that there's not anyone in the country that I can't throw with and that I can't compete alongside. And I feel like at that camp, I kind of confirmed that to myself. And I was blessed to be one of like the top performers announced at the Manning camp. One of only two guys who wasn't a Power Five guy. And for me, that was a real indicator of, okay, these thoughts that you believe, this stuff that you believe about yourself is starting to be put out there by other people. And so that was awesome for your confidence. And you can say you don't care about that stuff, but at the end of the day, it's nice to hear that, and it's nice to see. And
Of
I'm
course.
not gonna act like I just don't care. It's cool to see that kind of stuff. And
Yeah.
so it was awesome to kind of have that confirmation of, hey, the work you're putting in, the way you feel about yourself is being conveyed with by other people. So it was awesome.
Have you had to battle at all internally or maybe even in prayer with God to not get ahead of yourself and to think about the next level and all of these potential things that could happen and just kind of stay in the moment with this season, with this team?
Yeah, it's funny you say that, because in the past month or two, this has probably been the biggest struggle I've had in my life right now. All you're seeing is where you're graded in the NFL draft right now, talking to agents, talking about the draft process when you are done in January. And I feel like it's been the only thing that I've been talking about, thinking about, hearing about. And I've been really praying to the Lord, Lord, please keep my feet where it can be, remind me to be where my feet are.
Yes.
And I came back for a reason. I came back to win games. I came back to win Conference USA. And at the end of the day, this is your last year of college football. After this, nothing's promised. And to be honest with you, nothing in this season is promised. I could go out there week one and I could
Yeah.
break my leg, God willing, and that'd be the end of it. So, that's that thought of, again, at the end of the day, every day that I wake up is a blessing. And that stuff is very enticing, and it has been something I've struggled to focus on where I'm at right now and not think, hey, just make it through this year and then you're in the NFL. How cool is that? You wanted to be in the NFL since you were 7 years old. But at the end of the day, since I was 7 years old, I also wanted to play college football
That's right.
and I wanted to do things like that. And it's a struggle. At the end of the day, the devil's going to try and lead your eye away from where you're at to things that look shinier and better, and not let you enjoy the blessings the Lord's given you today and enjoy life as it is now. I think that's one of his biggest tools, is to make you think about the future constantly, so you can't enjoy where you're at now, what the Lord's giving you right at this moment.
Yes.
And it's not something that because I'm saying all that, it's not something like that I've mastered, but it's something that like I'm trying very hard to be like, hey, that's all great and all, but like there's stuff that's awesome right now going on in your life, and there's bigger priorities right now than all that. So it's for sure been a struggle. It's funny you brought that up. It's probably been the biggest one lately.
No, I get it. I totally understand it. I'm not surprised to hear you say that. That's why I asked the question, I think, because I would imagine it's you're human. It's almost impossible to not, get caught up in some of those outside voices that are either patting you on your back or telling you all these cool things, and you're like, I got to be where my feet are. I call it blooming where you're planted. Like that's what you're doing. You're planted right now in Western Kentucky, and you're to bloom there, and then everything else will take care of itself after that. I wanted to ask you as we wind down. And maybe it's from last year into this year. What does discipleship look like, or just time with God during the season and even out of the season as we get ready for the season? But do you have a team chaplain? Are there Bible studies? Is there anything that you've tried to kind of, you don't want to lose, obviously, your connection with God and just focus on football. That's not going to work too well either. So is there things, little rhythms that you've been able to find that keep you connected to God, even in the midst of a football season?
Yeah, you know, one of the biggest things for me that I've found is when I start my day off with worship music, I've seen that my day usually goes better.
That's
You know, when
good.
you put those thoughts, I'm a big believer in what you consume is what your mind will think about and what your actions will convey.
Yes.
I think if you sit there, and I'm not going against anyone else, but I don't listen to rap music a lot. I don't watch certain movies. I feel like if you let your mind consume it, your mind's going to think about it.
Yeah,
And
that's good.
you know, for me, I start my day off with worship music every day. You know, the first song I listen to every day when I wake up is Because He Lives, a beautiful song for me, and something that kind of just makes me reflect. And so I start my day off with that. Drive to football every day, listening to that. And then, you know, we have a great team chaplain as of late, recently, named Sean Sales. We recently had him come in, and he's awesome, and he's doing a Bible study, and that's one thing that I've tried to get to as much as I can, and trying to get to as much as I can. And
Yeah.
you know, during a season, it's very hard to lose focus, and or very easy to lose focus rather, and very easy to get busy. And you know, as we talk about, the devil likes to keep you busy to keep you away from that kind of stuff. And
Yeah.
you know, for me, it's trying to remember that I need to get into that stuff. You know, we play a game on a Saturday night, it might not be easy to wake up and go to church on Sunday morning, but that's a priority. And it's something that, you know, it's all about discipline, like with anything in life. And the discipline, it's very easy to get caught up and forget about that and lose your discipline. And I'm as guilty as anyone for doing that. But it's just trying to stay disciplined as well as you can. And so those are kind of some of the things I try to do.
Yeah, I mean, it's people forget, I think, as followers of Christ, that discipline in the sports world, man, that transfers over to our walk with Jesus too. Like if we're not disciplined, what are we going to get out of it? We want to be the best that we can be for Jesus, an ambassador, as the Bible says in 2 Corinthians. If we're not disciplined, it's just going to be that slow fade, like that song is about, of us just kind of walking away and becoming distracted. So, yeah, I imagine that word discipline has a couple meanings for you.
Yeah, no doubt, for sure. It's
Yeah.
definitely used in both sports, my relationship with Jesus, and then still some of that schoolwork I'm doing as I'm trying to get done with that.
I know, right? Well, I get it, but that's important too. And
No doubt.
certainly will help you down the road. All right, my last question for you, Austin Reed. Fill in the blank here, and this could be on any level that you want to answer it, whether it's football, whether it's faith, relationships, whatever. The 2023 season, Austin Reed will blank. Fill in the blank.
Man, I'll start with football.
Okay.
Hopefully, Austin Reed will win Conference USA, will make a New Year's Six Bowl.
I like it.
In my relationship with the Lord in 2023, Austin Reed will continue to lead people to Christ through his platform. And then in my relationships with other people in 2023, Austin Reed will continue to savor every moment the Lord gives him with the people he loves.
That's a great
So.
answer. That's a great answer. He is Austin Reed, Western Kentucky. Keep an eye on this young man this year. It's gonna be a lot of fun watching you play. I'm excited for college football to be back, that's for sure. And we wish you nothing but the best, man. Stay in touch and hopefully let us know if we can do anything to serve you with Sports Spectrum, and keep doing what you're doing. Thanks for joining us.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it. Thank you.
And many thanks to Austin Reed from Western Kentucky for joining us here today on Sports Spectrum. That's a stud of a young man right there, in my opinion. He's saying all the right things. He's certainly performing extremely well on the field. I mean, last year he led the nation in passing, and he wants to throw for 5,000 yards this year. I would venture to say if he does that, he's probably leading the nation in passing in 2023 as well. But I'm excited to see what the future holds, and I love that his foundation, his purpose is always centered on what God wants for him, not what Austin wants for him, right? And it's that identity crisis that so many of us have. We're not what we do, we are who Jesus says we are. And I sense that Austin Reed is that person, a guy who understands servant leadership, serving others like Jesus, and really putting his whole identity and hope and foundation in Christ. Really fun to watch, really, really cool to listen to Austin Reed share that. And I loved his vulnerability too. Like, how do you not get caught up in all the voices that are patting you on the back and telling you how great you are and talking about your future and like being where your feet are firmly planted, right? Blooming where you're planted. That's what Austin Reed's trying to do. And let's keep an eye on Western Kentucky this year. Maybe they can get to one of those New Year's Six bowl games like Austin talked about. The season starts this weekend. Can't wait for college football to return. And very excited to watch Austin Reed perform here in 2023. We're thankful and excited for you as well that you listened to today's show, that you tuned in, and we appreciate all of your support with Sports Spectrum. Check out our website, sportspectrum.com, for all of our content, conversations, articles, podcasts, devotionals. You can go to sportspectrum.com. There's tons of free resources right there to help you in your walk with Jesus, intersecting with the world of sports. And the best way that you can support this ministry is to tell someone about Sports Spectrum. Tell them on your social media pages, DM them this podcast, or simply just share it with them, text it to them, let them know about Sports Spectrum. And ultimately, that's letting them know about Jesus in the world of sports. We love you guys. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next time for a brand new conversation right here on Sports Spectrum. Have a great rest of your day.